This is 5 Reasons Xander Harris Hates Pete Wentz. A Buffy the Vampire Slayer fandom crossover fic, written by a lovely poet and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG, contains no pairings other than the mini slayers pining after Pete Wentz, and is one of the funniest things I've read this month. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. 1. The video for A Little Less 16 Candles is enough to make Xander want to poke out his remaining eye. Like he didn't get enough of angsty pretty boy vampires fighting for the good side with Angel and Spike. "Great," he says when he walks into the living room. 5 of the girls and Andrew are staring slack-jawed at the television.
"Aren't you guys supposed to be researching or training or something?"
"Shh," comes his answer from everyone in the room. "This is research," Andrew says, never looking away from the screen. "He's got moves."
"Uh-huh. He's also got a choreographer, flattering camera angles, possibly a stunt double, and he's fighting dancers," Xander says. "We're going to have that talk about fantasy versus reality again, aren't we?"
2. "Buffy says we can't go on our own," Lita says, all big puppy eyes and pout. She's one of the newest girls to join them, hasn't quite found her place with the others in the house yet. This is probably their idea of some sort of hazing. "You'll go with us, won't you?"
"Can't she go with you?" Xander says.
"No, there's a doomsday prophecy she has to avert. Please say you'll take us. Please. You'll have fun too, I promise." She pleads much better than she fights at this point. And she's no slouch at fighting either. So that's how it happens that Xander is spending his Wednesday night at a Fall Out Boy concert, trying to keep track of 10 super-powered teenage girls in a club so overpacked that he can almost hear the fire code violations adding up. And, oh God, the screaming! The things that teenage girls can do with a long E sound, extending a goddamned one-syllable name into almost a minute-long squeal. He has stood at the gaping maw of hell as it threatened to envelop the world. He has narrowly escaped death more times than he can count. This is so much worse. 3. The girls have been quiet all day. Not the, "We're trying to plot something sneaky and don't want you to know," quiet. Not even the, "Oh God, the world is depending on us and it's so much pressure we want to scream," quiet. No, this is the, "Someone has kicked our favorite puppy, and if we talk, we're going to cry," quiet. Xander's pretty sure he knows the cause. There's no one at the computer desk when he walks into the study room. The screensaver is cycling through the lyrics to Dance, Dance, despite the fact that he reset it to the Windows default just last night. When he moves the mouse, the lyrics vanish, and yep, there it is. The blog. Xander sits down. The page he's looking for is right at the top of the favorites menu. "Dear Pete," he writes, after filling in the age verification page, thereby confirming that he is far too old to be doing this. "Hi. Please stop being such a whiny emo bastard in public on the World Wide Web. I don't care what you do in private with your friends or family, but I live with 15 teenage girls, and they all have all of your blogs bookmarked. I don't know if you know this, but living with 15 teenage girls is not anything resembling fun. And when they're all crying because you're sad, it's even less fun. I've tried to use parental block software so they can't get to your blogs, but they're strong girls, and I've got a limited field of vision. Please, for the sake of my sanity and physical well-being, just stop. Please! Xander puts his name in the appropriate field and hits submit. He doubts it'll do any good. It's the 57th time he's tried. In a week or so, he'll try again. 4. There's nothing strange about seeing Giles at the kitchen table, hunched over reading something with close attention. It takes Xander a second to register the fact that it's not a book of ancient prophecy, but the most recent issue of J14. Giles? He says. Xander? Giles beckons him over. I could use your help. Xander rounds the table and looks down. Staring up from the magazine is... Oh, God, not again. Help with what? This young man, he's a musician? Giles asks.
You could say that, I guess.
Xander just wants to say whatever will end the conversation. He's seen this look on Giles' face before, and it always means the same thing.
He only plays a vampire on MTV.
It's just... his tattoo. It's very familiar. Giles takes off his glasses, resting them over the page so they magnify the span of skin visible in the gap between shirt and pants. There are some volumes on the bottom shelf of my room on the summoning symbols of Thrafalic. Would you mind helping me go through them? Xander sighs and nods. 10 hours and what must be 20,000 pages of tiny illustrations and fine print text later. Well, I appear to have been mistaken, Giles says, closing the last book. So, Xander says, rubbing his temples where the headache is like an ice pick into his brain.
Not demonic?
No, it seems not. Though you have to admit, it does rather look like it should be.
Yeah, it does.
5. It happens again on the next tour. Not as much of a blatant setup, unless Buffy figured out a way to fix a drawing of straws, which he wouldn't put past her. The show is no better or worse than last time, but the girls refuse to go straight home.
This is completely unacceptable,
Xander says, for probably the 11th time since they started dragging him across the parking lot. I demand that we pile back in our stupid van and go home right now. No, comes the choir of voices. We want autographs.
They aren't going to give you autographs, unless you count the signature line on a restraining order,
Xander says.
This is not okay.
How just chill out, Xander, Carrie says, rolling her eyes like it's completely reasonable to stake out tour buses. They won't let them hurt you.
I'm less worried about physical harm and more worried about felony charges,
Xander mutters, and in the distance he can see approaching figures.
Oh God, this is just really not okay.
The thing is, there's really very little anyone can do to stand in the way of the girls when they want something. They've got the physical strength to force an issue, but more than that, there's apparently an annoyingly effective charm gene that slayers have in spades. And all of a sudden, as the band approaches, the charm goes from a low hum to high voltage. Oh, we're so sorry to bother you, and we know it's really, really rude, but oh, wow, they start. Xander tunes out the stream of praise as soon as he's sure they aren't going to be arrested. He tunes out so completely that he doesn't even realize when the attention turns to him.
Huh? He says.
asked if he wanted an autograph too, Pete says, grinning.
No. That's okay, really, Xander says. Oh yeah, because it's such a hassle to sign my name 11 times instead of 10, Pete laughs.
Yeah, come on, Xander, Lita says, turning to a fresh page in her autograph book and holding it out again. You deserve it.
Xander rolls his eyes, but relents.
Xander? Pete asks. Unusual name. And he scrawls something more than his name across the blank page, tears it out, and hands it to Xander.
Thanks. We've got to go, Xander says, but he can't stop himself from smiling as he shoves the paper in his pocket.
He does manage to resist the urge to look at it until he gets home.
Xander, I thought you said there were 15 of them. I'll work on that whiny emo bastard thing. Pete.
Apparently that really fucking charming gene isn't unique to Slayers, Xander thinks.
He supposes Demon is still a possibility.
The end.